Agir of Shabbos Parshas. Ki, see, so we have the Machatzis, HaShekel, Regel HaZov, Eibishmak HaParasha. There's one thing that pops up in this week's Parasha, which is technically a word on the last week's Parasha, Parshas Tetzaveh. The first Pasuk in Parshas Kisiso, we're reintroduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if you recall, he was sort of missing in last week's Parasha. Why is there an entire Parasha no mention of Moshe? Just Ve'ato Tetzaveh, Ato, you go do this. No mention by name, so we know because of what happened over here in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to wipe out Klai Yisrael for doing the ego. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ryan Hemna, tells Hashem, no way. If you are taking out Klai Yisrael, you're taking me out. Wow. Huh? That's what a leader is. That's what a leader is. It's an interesting thing, though. Why talking did Hashem take him out? So the Gemara says that a tzaddik who makes a tnai, that if this happens, then that should happen. Even if the t'nai implodes and doesn't happen, the t'nai, with the thing which he said should happen, if this doesn't happen, still happens. Interesting. Still seems like a punishment that is undeserving. What am I going to do wrong? He stood up for Klai Yisrael. You know how much he stood up for Klai Yisrael? When Moshe says in this week's parasha, that if you want to kill Klai Yisrael, then mechini no misifrcha, take me out of your sefer. Do you know what Hashem's sefer is? It's not a New York Times bestseller. It's the Torah. The Torah, capital tough, okay? The Torah. The Baruch Hashem created the world from the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint of creation, which means it's the projector of creation. Everything you see down here is being projected by the Torah, by the spiritual world. If you're missing from the Torah, you're missing from existence. Moshe wasn't just saying, you know, let me wander off and be, you know, just a shepherd out there doing my own thing. Memshin Hay would not have been a thing. Moshe would never have been an entity. You're not the Torah, you don't exist. Mamash was taking the ultimate bullet for Klal Yisrael. So that's worthy of punishment. Take him out of a parsha for that. Rabbi Leibel Eger says a remarkable explanation. He says, Avada, that's not worthy of a punishment. Taking Moshe Rabbeinu's name out wasn't a punishment at all. He says, when you walk into a room and you see 100 people, it's an event, it's a gala, whatever people do with a gala, whatever gala means. Yeah, I come to this event and there's a whole bunch of people there. You walk in and you say, hey, how you doing? So you'll have four people turn around, awkwardly waving, and you have to pick which one you really want to talk to. Another three, you try not to insult and try to wave at all four of them at the same time. You have to say their name. You can't just yell into a crowd, how you doing? You say, Yanko, how you doing? Burech, what's going on? When you walk into a room and all who's there is Burech, you don't need to say Burech's name. I don't know why I pick Burech. When you walk into a room and it's just you and him, you need no name. You say, hey, how you doing? Husband comes home at the end of a long day, walks inside, he doesn't need to say, Sprintzigenendel, how are you? He says, how are you? She knows who he's talking to because she's the only one there. When the Rebbe Nishal Elam leaves Moshe Rabbeinu's name out of Parshas Tetzaveh, what he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was, you're willing to cease your own existence for the sake of my Klal Yisrael? I'm going to give you the ultimate covet, the ultimate recognition. When it comes to Parshas Tetzaveh, Hashem pushes it off every parsha, till it comes all the way around. Yeah, so it's right next to Kisiso. When it comes to Parshas Tetzaveh, and I say the Ato Tetzaveh, not a single Jew is going to read that pasuk and say, I'm sorry, who's the Ato? Who is Hashem talking to? Everyone knows I'm talking to you. Because it's just me and you, Moshe. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. Wow. It's the ultimate compliment. It's the ultimate yichud with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's just me and you. Just me and you. That's what Mechinin on Mesifrika was. Wasn't Hashem wasn't punishing him. Hashem was saying, if this is really who you are, then it's just me and you, and everyone knows who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the Raya Mehemna, the one who's willing to give up his entire everything for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's the parasha of Machitzas HaShekels, it's Maisa with the Ksav Sofer, the Purim Suda. Oh, like the Toivo, got Purim coming up. And he says that, was hanging around, excuse me. And he reaches into his pocket, Mula Suda, everyone is Toiv Lev, and he pulls out an ancient coin. The story is documented. And he says, Chevro, do you know what this coin is? Look at this. I got this from my Tata, Ksav Sofer. This coin is a machatzis ha-shekel from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is it! This is all machatzis ha-shekel! Whoa! Place goes wild. All the big gedolim are around, you know, Ksav Sefer's Purim Suda, and everyone wanted to look at it. They're passing it around, they're looking at it. Oogly aga, look at this. Mom, you're touching the machatzis ha-shekel? My thing. The kids, they continue to Suda. A little while later, Ksav Sefer looks up and says, where's the koi? Where's my machatzis ha-shekel? And it seems that it had gone missing. They look, they search up, down, under, on top. It's gone. Now he's not ready to lose this coin. This is, the Olam knows, like, we're finding this coin. Someone pocketed it. There's very hush of people around. So they say, look, we have to find this coin. I'm gonna ask, everybody empty your pockets. This is not what I want to be doing right now, but I have to find this coin. So it's very uncomfortable, murmuring, shifting in their seats. Maria Sa was there, and he stood up and he says, you're not checking me. I don't care. You're not checking my pockets. Look, what are you going to do? Going to check everybody but him? If you find him, nobody else, then what? We're going to accuse Maria Sa that there's one the Doyle Ador. That shut down the whole program. We're not checking anybody. Okay, we'll just dive and hopefully it'll show up. The elephant was in the room. They continued the Suda. They're like, oh my gosh, someone here is a thief. 12, 13 minutes later, one of the waitresses comes running out of the kitchen with the coin. She says, I found this on one of the plates. It accidentally got thrown out. Place erupts. Simcha Neira, Atzim. Baruch Hashem, he found the Machatzis HaShekel. Someone turns to Meir Asad and says, so, can I ask you, you didn't take it. Why were you refusing to let yourself be checked? He stands up, reaches into his pocket, and pulls out an identical Machatzis HaShekel. He had it the whole time. An identical one, just like the Ksav Sefer had, was sitting in his pocket. He said, look, the Ksav Sofer beat me to the punch. He's very excited he had a coin. I wasn't going to take mine out. Now that it got stolen, I'm going to go around the table. If you find it in my pocket, it's going to be very, very hard to be done with Kaf Schuss. Like, what are the chances that there's a stolen coin and Punk doesn't know I have exactly the same rear, you know, this 1800s, 1600 year old coin. So I knew Beis Hashem would show up. And now there's no chshad. We're okay. It's a crazy man. The amount of sensitivity we have to have for people. Machatzis HaShekel is machaper for the avoin of the ego. Every single year took a part in this kapara. We're all together in all of Klal Yisrael. To mamash feel that achdus, to actually act on it and come together, and Beis Hashem will dance together with the malachim with Mashiach when Mashiach comes very soon, and we'll rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash, and we'll get a couple of I'll bring machatzis ha-shekel again. I don't think so, but we'll, when we want a kapara, we can just bring a carbon. Ah, yeah, Baruch Yahimeinu. Good Shabbat.